Revelation chapter 19. Jesus rides forth. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory, and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rose up for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen! Alleluia! Revelation 19:1-4. Here we are told about how Jesus will fight for his people, and the cruel, corrupt powers that torture and kill will come to an end forever. This is really the story of Jesus coming to rescue his bride and receiving his kingdom. Verse after verse tells of the joy of the redeemed ones in all the different groups, how they all agree that the Lord God is so wonderful and they are so happy that he is reigning. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Revelation 19:5-6. Here we are shown the joy of the unfallen worlds, the angels, and the redeemed, that Jesus has brought about justice and the cruel powers have finally come to an end. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Revelation 19:7-9. There is much to think about here in these triumphant word pictures. Here we are reminded of the parables Jesus told about the wedding feast and the wedding garment all must have on to be a guest there. By the wedding garment in the parable is represented the pure, spotless character which Christ's true followers will possess. To the church it is given that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Ephesians 5:27. The fine linen, says the scripture, is the righteousness of saints. It is the righteousness of Christ, his own unblemished character, that through faith is given to all who receive him as their personal Savior. Have we the wedding garment on? Or shall we be of that number that shall be left outside because we are unready? How anxious we are that every one of you should have the wedding garment on, not the garment of your own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ, that you should be prepared that when the examination of the guests shall take place, you may not be one that shall be bound hand and foot, and cast out because you are unready. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10. This was such a wonderful scene that John, caught up in the wonder of it all, fell down to worship the angel who was showing him the scenes. But he is quickly reminded that he must not do this. He must only worship God. He is told something very important here. Revelation 12 tells us that the remnant believers will keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. Now here we see what the testimony of Jesus is. It is the spirit of prophecy. The remnant of God's faithful ones will have the true gift of prophecy among them. We also see that the angels are God's servants, and they are employed in caring for us and teaching us as Jesus directs them. Yet there is more to this work of the angels, as their job is to guide and direct every person who chooses to follow Jesus with all their heart. They also work with people who haven't given their hearts to Jesus, trying to guide them to the light. But even so, we are never to pray to angels or worship them. If you really give your whole heart to Jesus, then the angels will help and guide you, and God's spirit of prophecy will teach you, both through the spirit of prophecy writings and the Bible. Sometimes, even though you may not be called to be a prophet, he may show you things by dreams and impressions. But always check out these things by the Bible and the spirit of prophecy writings, because Satan tries to fool us. God will never send you a message that says something that doesn't agree with the Bible and what we call the spirit of prophecy writings. Sometimes the Holy Spirit of prophecy guides people who have given their hearts to Jesus to help and teach people who don't know him yet. In the story of Philip and the Ethiopian, this spirit sent Philip out where he met a person who wanted to learn about Jesus. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit." Joel 2:28-29. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Revelation 19:11-14. Now when Jesus comes, he's not going to be riding a real horse, with an army on horses behind him. Again, this is a word picture to teach us things about the final defeat of sin and Satan. It is a scene of grandeur and triumph, and he is shown as the hero on the white charger, coming to rescue his bride. It is a picture we all can identify with. His many crowns show that he is Lord of all, and his blood-stained garments speak of the terrible price he has paid for our salvation, as he trod the winepress alone. "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." Revelation 19:15. The fine linen, again, is telling of the perfect righteousness of God in this warfare against sin. He is called the Word of God as he identifies himself with the Bible. And again, we see that sharp two-edged sword of God's holy word. "And he hath on his vesture and on his thighs a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Revelation 19:16. There is no authority in the universe greater than that of Jesus as he comes in triumph to receive his faithful people. The potentates of earth, lately so bold in their plans to destroy God's children, are now helpless and groveling in terror. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Revelation 19:17-18. This is again a word picture giving us information and assurance that though all the mighty men and powers of earth will be arrayed against the people who love Jesus and keep his commandments, they will be destroyed, and Jesus will be triumphant, and his people will be safe and happy with him forever after. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Revelation 19:19-21. Jesus referred to this time when he said in Matthew 24:28, For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Jesus died so all could be saved, and he never wanted anyone to be lost. But the cruel, wicked course of the followers of Satan leave him no alternative but to destroy them. The Bible seeks to warn transgressors that the wages of sin is death. Those who continue on in the course of rebellion and defiance of God's law will end up as buzzard bait.